on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially these people who are here to film Nigeria. They feel they are more Nigerian than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunnesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talked to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyeji.
We talked to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show, Don Sobikili.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofun.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What are the PDP's plans for winning the Lagos and governing Lagos as well? It's the road to 2023, where we talk about the biggest stories already shaping next year's election. There's lots of things happening on the campaign trail, and you need all the information about what exactly is going on so that you can vote wisely in February. And speaking of February, here's today's big hard fact. It's exactly 123 days until the general elections on February 25th, just about 4 months to go. So we're focusing on Lagos this week. Yesterday we heard from the present APC administration who are hoping for a second term. Today we're talking to one of the parties hoping to defeat the APC here in Lagos. My guest is the spokesperson for Olajide Adediran, the PDP Guba candidate. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Mr. Garawido. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good to have you too. Good evening, Sandra. Good evening, Lagos.
Good evening.
Very wonderful hearing from you again.
Yes, yes, indeed. Lagos, let's hear from you as well. What questions or feedback do you have for the PDP in Lagos? What questions or feedback do you have for Janda, the Guba candidate of the PDP here in Lagos? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Mr. Dowu, first of all, sorry to hear about the attack on your campaign convoy over the weekend. Were there any casualties?
Yes. Good evening once again, Lagos. Yes, we have two people that sustained minor injuries.
Okay.
And we have one person that sustained a serious injury that is being treated as an undisclosed clinic in Lagos now.
Okay. Were you in the convoy?
Yes, I was there. I was on the campaign train. What we're doing really is to take a message of a breath of fresh air to all the nooks and crannies of Lagos.
Hmm.
So we're actually on our ward to ward tour. There are 245 wards in Lagos, and our plan is to take the message down to them, to all stakeholders in all these wards. So we were at Badagry. We are already done with Alimosho. We are at Badagry, and it was our second day in Badagry.
Mm-hmm.
So we were retiring back to base in the evening, and these hoodlums opened fire on us.
Okay.
And they shot at us. And the whole intention is to intimidate us and stop us from doing what we're doing.
Okay.
Because we know for a fact that our opponents cannot not actually do what we are doing and go onto the roads, because they will be faced with the stark reality of dilapidated infrastructure that litters all over the place in Lagos, from Alimosho to Badagry and all that. So it was an intention, we opine, to actually scare us and intimidate us. But we are not going to be intimidated. We are back on our mission, and today we are at Ojo, And we'll be going around all the 20 local governments and 245 wards in Lagos.
Ben Hundeyi, the police spokesperson, said that your campaign had not filed a complaint yet. Have you filed a complaint?
We have reported to the DPO already.
Okay. All right.
We reported that same night.
Okay. And what's the police saying?
Yeah, they'll look into it. We hope they do so. They've released a statement. They said they are investigating. We are always available to support them in the investigation. What's important to us is we must be allowed as opposition to campaign freely in Lagos. Every other party must be allowed to exercise their rights by selling their candidates in the most appropriate, professional, of course, ethical way. So we don't want, because it, scary, to be frank. We don't want to be attacked in such manner, and we just hope the police will do the needful and keep the state safe for all of us.
The Lagos APC said that it was out of line for your party to accuse them. They're saying that maybe it was unhappy members of your party. What do you say to that?
That's ridiculous. The people that actually shot at us were shouting APC. That much, you know. Yeah, they were actually shouting APC. But really, for us, we leave that up to the police to figure out. So they were shouting APC, they shot at us and all that. I don't think we have disgruntled members in Badagry. Badagry is a home of PDP, and our people there in Badagry received us warmly, and they are happy that for once we are going to change the face of Lagos, because we're actually giving them the agenda of a wealthy Lagos, a treat they actually deserve. We're saying for the first time in Lagos, the wealth of Lagos will just not be on paper. We'll work for them. They will see it in the everyday reality.
Here's an interesting, and then, you know, we'll go on to other things, but here's an interesting point that the APC made. They said if they sent the attackers, why would the attackers implicate them by shouting APC, APC during the attack?
Well, I wouldn't know, but you know, these attackers sometimes, they actually wanted to. APC is actually, APC is actually a very bold party. They do these things to scare you and to tell you, this won't be the first time of doing it, to tell you exactly that we are the ones behind it. If you don't stop, we are going to come again and all that. So that much they said, and this won't be the first time. You remember the guy with, what's it called, the flag boy, that was maltreated at Oshodi. It was clearly stated that it was the chairman of or should the local government that instigated that. The police have been on that for weeks now, and nothing has, we've not gotten anything from that. So we know it's a stock in trade. They can deny from now, but we are ready. We are not going to be intimidated. We'll take them to the court of public opinion, like we're doing now, to say Lagosians must pay attention to this. Every citizen here must be allowed to express their right in campaigning for who, and of course voting for whoever they chooses to vote for.
There's been a lot of controversy around billboards during this campaign season. Some opposition parties here in Lagos, including yours, are claiming that they've been denied access to billboards. Tell us how that is happening.
Okay, my principal was on TV the other time, and he said expressly that we actually paid some companies to put our materials up, and I think they did it for 3 or 4 days, and they called us for a refund. That the signals they're getting from the state government is that you guys should not deal with opposition, and if you do, you risk a situation whereby your license won't be renewed next year. So we have evidence to that effect. Evidence to the check we issued, and evidence to the draft they gave to us to refund our money, to say they are not willing to deal because they actually don't want to risk not doing business in Lagos. So we have that. We'll look for other means, and we'll look for other means to sell our candidates. We are on it. We're doing it already. That's why this word to word, it actually gets into them. You know, look around Lagos and show us where you have opposition using billboards. Even billboards that are redundant, there's nothing on it. Even the what's it called, the station in Lagos. wrote the Lassa MD to say we need to do business. We have paid for our license, and this is the season where we make a lot of money by, you know, getting jobs from all sorts of political parties. And what you're doing to us, you're actually not giving us a job, and you're stopping us from getting it from the people that are willing to patronize us.
Hmm. Okay, Lagos, join the conversation. Let's hear from you. What questions or feedback do you have for the PDP in Lagos, for Janda, who is the Guba candidate here? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Still to come, we'll talk about what the PDP in Lagos thinks the biggest problems in Lagos are and why Lagosians should trust PDP and Janda over APC and Sanwo-Olu or Labour and Rhodes Fiver. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Janda's criticism of the Okada ban. You know, how would a PDP administration, for instance, handle first and last mile transport in Lagos while still balancing the issues of security, identity management that have been a problem with the Okada? So there's so much ground to cover. We're going to try and cover as much ground as possible. But for right now, let Lagos join the conversation and react to some of the things we've talked about already. 99.3, hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
My name is Stephen. I'm speaking from Nkotu.
Stephen, you've got 1 minute. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Please, I want to speak to the spokesman of PDP.
Go ahead.
I want you to pass this message to Jado. That the only gift that we give to Lagosians, we that are in support of a change in Lagos State from APC. Jado should try to make a Labour Party. Let four of them come together and take power from APC in Lagos.
Okay.
To be good at, we'll be very happy.
Okay.
They should come together, irrespective of their differences. They should come together and take this power. Enough is enough for what we are seeing in Lagos. Area body not allow us to rest. And we cannot avoid to continue to vote area people.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, President Sandra, good evening, ma.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah, the one I don't understand is about pulling down this guy's signboard, Ban Ki-moon. Ban TW, I mean.
Okay.
You come to Gerard here, just by roundabout. If they pull down this thing, here all the poster, they tear it off. Leave and let leave now. Allow other parties. It's wrong of them. Whoever is doing that is too bad of that person. And you know, Jando is not like the other guy. You hear the name alone, it's scary. Jando. So please, they should stop it. Let them allow that player too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening. Good happiness evening. From Ikorodu.
Welcome, happiness.
Yes, I want to tell him, you should tell his team, they should not give up. They should not give up. We know at the end, Lagos State will get a pass mark in Lagos State.
Okay.
You should not give up.
Okay.
Enjoy your evening, Sandra.
Thank you very much, happiness, for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Wale.
Wale, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, all these politicians is neither there or here.
Okay.
All of them lay claim to all these things. Because for me, I don't even like them doing all these street rallies. Because all these street rallies, what I know from experience is that there are some streets and there are some areas where there is all these boys, you know, having issue with themselves, having quarreling with themselves. So sometimes when they do these street campaigns and, you know, they fall along with those guys, you know, clashing with other streets and all of them. And the next thing, they started accusing themselves, either PDP or APC, all of them have been doing this. And they know all those boys. They'll even, both party, all of them, they use those boys as part of their defense and part of their campaign strategies and all of this.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here from Aburime. Aburime says, please tell your guest that it is the wish of majority of Lagosians that the behemoth called APC be routed from the face of Lagos State. But if you ever imagined that your party alone will be the one to do it, it is virtually asking for too much. You can never do it alone. So if your intention is to save Lagosians from the APC juggler, then you should team up with other opposition opposition parties to fight a common enemy. Okay, so that's the second person who has said that. Mr. Idowu, you hear that. What do you say?
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Okay, so our candidate for now is the most prepared candidate to get the job done. And of course, our party is open to other parties that are willing to form an alliance with us so that we can defeat these monsters that have been confronting us. We need to rescue ourselves from these albatross of misgovernance. And our party is ready, our candidate is ready to do that. We have we are hoping to open to other parties joining us so that we can do this together. We know it's a game of number. We know for us to win, we have to have the highest number of votes. And we are confident that even if the election is held tomorrow, our candidate will come out victorious. But at the same time, we're hoping to other parties. We are willing and they can come on board and join us so that we can rescue our state from these albatross of misgovernance. Thank you.
Okay. What do you think the biggest problems in Lagos are? Why should Lagosians trust the PDP and Jandor over APC and Sanwo-Olu or Labour Party and Rhodes Viva?
Thank you so much, Sandra. It's always going to be difficult to single out a major problem in Lagos. There are a whole lot of them. There are a whole lot from our road infrastructure to our health system to our educational system.
Which one do you think is the biggest one? Which one do you think is the biggest one?
Yeah, for me, if I pick one, that would definitely be my own opinion. What is the biggest one for me might actually not be the biggest one for you. But what we are saying is the hopes of and aspirations of Lagosians has been covered in our own program. And we are saying whatever your own biggest problem is, we are ready to tackle it.
Hmm.
And we have an agenda for a wealthy Lagos, a treat we feel everyone deserves in Lagos to go about that. So bring it on. If it's from road to health, I'm sure I don't have all the time here, but we are ready to tell you, and we can go into it one by one.
Let's go into it one by one. I really want to hear.
Okay, so Sandra, you agree with me. You live in Lagos now.
Mm-hmm.
The state of infrastructure is in total derelict, evidenced by the hardship residents have to endure when, in order to access the facilities ranging from road, like I said, to public health, to education, to other social infrastructure. And for a state that raked in about 753 billion naira just like last year in terms of IGR, and that's excluding federal allocation and capital receipts, the critical question to now ask is what has happened to our commonwealth if 57% of us still experience flooding and 32% of us still see water in our sitting room when it floods. We still have 82% of Lagosians sharing bathroom facilities. We have 47% have access to a WC septic tank. We have 65% of Lagosians still dependent on water vendors. We have 2 million out-of-school children. We have our infant mortality is still about 60 in every 1,000. And maternal mortality, we still have about 545 in every 100,000. So you'd be like, how did we find ourselves? How did we get to this state of malfunction, despite having the same party in government for over two decades? So it's unacceptable, and we need to give Lagos a breath of fresh air.
What's your plan to do it? What's your plan to counter these things? So pick one, just any one of these long things you've mentioned.
Okay, now, like I said, we have an agenda for a wealthy Lagos. It treats you all.
What does that mean, though? It's a nice sounding
soundbite.
The
wealthy acronyms.
Go ahead.
Yes, I will give it to you. The wealthy acronyms actually represent every aspect of development.
Okay.
From works housing to road infrastructure, to education and IT, to aquaculture and ease of doing business,
okay,
to law, order, security, to tourism, transportation, and of course, traffic management, to health and environment, to youth, women, and social development. Yeah, let me do this for you now. Let me put it using health as the fulcrum.
Okay.
You know, there's a popular saying that says health is wealth.
Okay.
And the World Health Organization definition of health is to say health is not just the absence of diseases and infirmities. Mm-hmm. It's actually a state of physical, social, and mental well-being.
Right.
So what that simply means is whatever you do around you actually affects your health.
Right.
So if you have good roads, it affects your health.
Right.
If there is traffic, it affects your health. If your kids can't go to school, it affects your health. If
right.
you don't have a house to put your head in, it affects your health. If
right.
your environment is not good, the what's it called? The COVID pandemic has defined clearly to us our relationship between us and the environment. So it's actually important.
Right.
It affects your health.
Right.
So basically, what are we going to do about health? So what's on ground now? Lagos State government is running a free health. And if you walk into any general hospital today, you probably see a fee-paying pharmacy and a non-fee-paying pharmacy.
Mm.
If you walk into a fee-paying pharmacy, which does not belong to government, that's probably where you buy all your drugs from.
Mm.
If you go into the non-fee-paying pharmacy, you probably see paracetamol. So what that means is, they say they are running a free health program. You probably see a doctor for free. If you have to do a test, if it's going to cost as much as 50,000, you still have to look for money to pay for that.
Okay.
If you are going to buy drugs and it's still going to cost you 100, you still have to
What's
have
your plan to solve that problem?
To pay for that.
What's your plan to solve that
so
problem?
Our plan to solve it is to give compulsory health insurance to the less privileged and the vulnerable among us to increase access. So it's important. What we're saying is if you see a doctor now in Lagos State, it costs government money. So how much is in the range of 10,000 to 15,000? So why are you so fixated on paying for people's hospital bill when you can easily buy them a health insurance for 8,000 naira? So what we are saying we are going to do differently is we're going to have a compulsory health insurance scheme that will give to the less privileged and the vulnerable among us. Why will encourage every other person to buy it? Then we position our health facility.
Does Lagos have data to show say government who the less privileged and poor citizens of Lagos are? Does Lagos have the money to fund a compulsory health insurance for the poorest Lagosians and the underprivileged Lagosians?
Yes, Sandra, thank you so much. I know this question will come about when we talk about free health, when we talk about free education, people are always quick to ask us, where are we going to get the money from? But
yeah.
when we talk about road construction, nobody actually asks us where to get the money from. So what we're saying is we can build roads for people to fly free of charge. We can provide health to the less privileged, because really, a healthy nation is actually a wealthy nation. So what we're saying is Lagos State has the money. That there is no doubt about that. I just told you that the IGR of Lagos for 2001 was 753 billion naira. This, in the last 16 months, Lagos State has borrowed 723 billion naira. So the money is actually there. It's a matter of prioritizing and see what works for us and what does not work for us. So we are going to be accountable to Lagos. I listened to an official of Lagos State government on TV the other time when he said it doesn't matter to Lagosians how much the bridge cost and it doesn't matter how long it took. What matters to Lagosians is just to provide the infrastructure. And that's where the problem is. They carry out projects in multiple folds of the actual money that should complete it. And there's actually no money left behind for us to take care of other amenities. What we're saying is the money is there, we'll prioritize, we'll give compulsory health to the less privileged and the vulnerable among us. Of course, the data has to actually show that. Of course, we'll work with the CDAs and the religious bodies and the community to actually pinpoint and identify the people that can actually afford these things among us.
If you just tuned in, hello to you. Good evening. I hope you're having a good day. I've got the spokesperson for Olajide Adediran. You know him as Janda. He is the PDP Guba candidate. I have his spokesperson, Agarawu Idowu, on the show with me today, talking to Lagos about PDP's plans for winning and governing Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. We have a break coming up. After that break, we'll come back and keep talking to our guest. Of course, Lagos, you can join the conversation with your questions, with your feedback, with your suggestions for the PDP and for Jando, the Guba candidate of the PDP. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805, Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming this interview live, so you can actually watch this interview between myself and Mr. Agaro Udowu, the spokesperson for Olajide Adediran, the PDP Guba candidate for Lagos. Don't go away, Lagos. Hard facts. We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. What are the PDP's plans for winning and governing Lagos? Answering that question is the spokesperson for Olajide Adediran, the PDP Guba candidate, Agarawo Ido. Agarawo, thank you so much for your time this evening. Thank you for waiting with us while we were on that short break. You know, before the break, you were talking about healthcare specifically and what the PDP in Lagos hopes it can do in the health sector. So you talked about the compulsory health insurance. You talked about, well, if you say, oh, we're going to build roads, nobody ever asks, so where will the money to build those roads come from? By the way, I will ask you where you're going to get the money to build roads. But it sounded to me like you were saying that a PDP government will make the Lagos budget stretch further by cutting down wastage and corruption. Now, what I want to know is what mechanisms would Jando use to reduce wastage in the budget?
Thank you, Sandra. I was speaking to a gender of a wealthy Lagos, and I said it's a treat we all deserve. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking to treats specifically. What we're saying about treats is we're saying we are going to adopt a tech-driven government. That's for the T. For the R, we're going to encourage rule of law. And for the E, equity and inclusiveness. For the A, accountable representation, and of course for the T, transparency. So what we're doing basically is to open up Lagos book and see what exactly. See, you should and I wonder why it's so difficult. I haven't passed for Lagos government to pass the Freedom of Information Bill, and to actually open their books for us to see. We actually want to know. See, fine, it's good to build roads, it's good to build rail, but at the same time, you must be accountable. We must know how much you're building these roads, know how much you're fixing this infrastructure for us, so that we can compare and find out whether we're actually getting value for money. We are saying there's no way a state like Lagos can rake in $753 billion last year. And we look around, we can't see anything on ground that is commensurate to what they have done. Sandra, I like to say, see, it doesn't take a genius, you know, to be in power like in a state like Lagos for 23 years, sits over the resources in the last 23 years like that, and have one or two things to show for it. It's like you giving money to a vendor to organize an event for you, decor, and you walk into the hall, there's nothing there, and the guy is asking you to clap for him just because you walked on the red carpet. So that's what we are saying. We're saying, okay, you've made all this money, you've spent, but what you've made, we can't see the infrastructure development on ground.
That's now, I hear what you're saying. However, you have a Babatunde Badamosi, who was your member, who is now in the Labour Party, who says he cannot support Olajide Adediran, Jando, because Jando doesn't have the capacity to come up with a plan for Lagos. So, you know, how soon, this wealthy thing you're talking about, how soon are we going to see that represented in a manifesto from Jando?
The wealthy agenda I'm speaking to really is actually our manifesto, which is ready.
Okay.
And as I'm seated there, I can tell you categorically, I was part of the team that put that up.
Okay.
And this document has been ready for like 6 months from now.
Okay.
6 months ago, rather. And we have presented it to party members.
Okay.
We're saying, okay, this is our own direction or where we want to take Lagos to.
Okay.
And we want input of party members to look at it. And we had a meeting like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to have a show. We're still going to launch it.
Okay.
So what Mr. Babatunde Badamosi said, I don't know, that's his own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I am actually here speaking to a manifesto that I know it's ready.
Mm.
And we as a team, we are ready to hit the ground running as soon as we're sworn in next year as distinct governor of Lagos State.
There's also a popular belief among Lagosians that PDP goes to sleep between elections and then wakes up to go through the motions in Lagos. Why do you have that reputation? What has changed? Has anything changed?
Absolutely. We have Dr. Babajide Abdulaziz Adeniran, you know, as the new sheriff in town, and it's here with a breath of fresh air. This is a guy that is a journalist, a successful businessman, a serial entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and a technocrat that has invested in people, and I've actually, developed people and give people hope to attain their full potentials.
Hmm.
So that's what he's bringing to, and he's determined. You know, this guy is all he asked for is that he was an APC, and all he asked for was he doesn't want a situation where individual pronouncement would triumph over the true intrinsic power of the people.
Hmm.
And of course, because he wasn't given the advantage to the opportunity to, because there was no true democracy within APC, he moved into a PDP, and he was able to sell his ideas to PDP members who, after joining for about 6 or 8 months, voted overwhelmingly for him in the primaries because they can believability now.
Okay, so his connection has gotten really, really bad, which I will take as my cue to take a look at messages on social media. Nigeria Info, please, my advice to Jandor is to form a formidable alliance with other parties and their candidates. This done, he will do credibly well, I believe. President Sandra, the problem with the southern politician is that they don't know how to play politics like they're not Northern counterparts. Just like two of your callers have said, if PDP, LP and ADC love Lagosians, they should merge to defeat APC, like what Tambuwal did during PDP presidential primaries. This is not the time for selfishness, rather it's the time to rescue the entire country from the APC. We've got this message here. It seems your guest does not know the number of problems of Lagos, which is greed and authority stealing. Please ask him how his party will tackle it. Ade from Ejibo. With that question there, we've got a message here from Chris, who's listening from Accra. Chris says, I have just one message or plea to the PDP candidate spokesperson. While they and Labour Party can go ahead and campaign from now to January 31st, 2022, both candidates should sit down and come to some sort of agreement and make a public declaration on who the populace should vote. They are campaigning against an incumbent, not a new candidate at the APC. They should make that call, please. All right, Chris, thank you very much for your message. We seem to have restored the connection with Ms. Agarawu Idowu. Thank you so much for sticking around, and apologies about that technical hiccup there. You were saying something, and I would like you to wrap it up very quickly because we're out of time.
Yeah, actually didn't know I've been disconnected, so I didn't know
I will ask you this as a way to close. In terms of your electoral strategy, where do you think your strong points are? Which local governments or neighborhoods are you banking on? What age groups? What social brackets? Can you give me that answer in 1 minute?
Of course, you can take this to the bank. We are winning all the 20 local governments.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're winning all the local government. Okay. You can take that to the bank.
He said it very straight, very simple. You're sure you're going to do that even when the River State Governor Yesom Wike from your party has endorsed Governor Sanwo-Olu?
My principal actually responded to that on TV, and there's something instructive about that. And he said when he went into PDP, where Governor Wike actually ruled, that Governor Wike supported his opponent in the primaries, and he won all of them. And so Governor Wike supporting Governor Sanwo-Olu, for us, they can have a show. We don't have a problem with that. Dr. Wike does not, Governor Wike rather, does not vote in Lagos, and Lagosians are more interested in who is going to improve their lives, who is going to give them hope, and who is going to make sure that they access their daily needs without much ado, while of course attaining their full potential. So for Lagosians, it is Jando, and come March, May 29 next year, Jando will be the 16th governor of Lagos State, by the grace of God.
Agaro Ido is a spokesperson for Jando, Olajide Dediran, the PDP Guba candidate. Thank you so much for talking to us on the show today. We hope that we can circle back to you as the campaign goes even further to see how you're doing on the road to 2023.
Anytime, Sandra. And just to let you know, there's a Sandra time in my house today. I'm on Saturdays generally.
Oh,
okay. Sandra time because of the debate.
The debate tournament. Oh, I'm glad you're fans of that.
Yes, my kids always call me once it's 5 o'clock on Saturday to tell me Sandra time. We pick a topic, the debate on, and all that.
Oh,
thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes,
be rest assured. Anytime we are here.
Okay.
And good evening, Lagos.
All righty, Dowu. Thank you very much for your time. Lagos, that's all the time we have for that segment. But don't go away. After the news at 6 o'clock, would you mind if your close friend leaves the country without telling you? Would you mind if your close friend leaves the country, relocates from Nigeria without telling you? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. That conversation is coming up after the news.